For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
4, 3, 2, 1.
The familiar sound of a rocket blasting off brings back good memories to Renato Mancini. He emigrated to the United States from Italy in 1960 as an aircraft mechanic, but his talent for art soon landed him a position doing technical drawings and paintings for NASA at Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Mancini's friend Terry Norris met him through an art gallery he owned in Greenville, where Mancini has lived since leaving NASA in the mid-1970s. Norris was amazed at the work Mancini produced, not just for the space agency, but on his own time. This art brought Mancini to the attention of the Space Center's director. Legendary rocket scientist Wernher von Braun said Norris.
There was a team at NASA of about 6 illustrationists. They did a lot of paintings that were technical drawings. But Renato went beyond that. He went on his own time, personal time, to the Cape to paint these launches. And when he came back to Huntsville and von Braun saw what he had been doing, he said, hey, I can take these paintings and help sell the space program.
Mancini recalled von Braun with fondness and was happy that his personal paintings of the rocket launches were useful in getting funding for NASA from the guardians of the federal budget in Washington.
He was a very gentle man, very, very understanding, and very intelligent. I think he was pretty happy because he was using the stuff to go to Washington and try to get the money.
The artist described a lunar roving vehicle that he illustrated to educate scientists and astronauts on how the final product would look and work.
So this vehicle, it would fold like a book. It would go down such a minimum size to fit into the lunar landing module. So I had to do many illustrations showing 8 steps to show the deployment of this vehicle. It was very clever.
Norris likened Mancini's renderings of the launches of the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo rockets to a time machine used to view history.
I use the analogy that if you were on the Mayflower landing at Plymouth and you had an artist and he could turn around and paint the scene, we would think that was pretty phenomenal. That's what we have here, history in the making and paintings that happened contemporary to that history.
Mancini also did technical drawings and illustrations for secret government projects that even he didn't realize the impact of at the time.
One guy showed up with his box of pieces of metal and also glass, and he wanted an illustration. And he would tell me how this thing would fit together. So I asked him, say, what is it? I said, well, I can't tell you. What I found out later on, it was a laser. At that time, it was so secret. It was 1965.
Because Mancini was in on so many early launches and his paintings document this history, Norris calls his friend the first artist of space.
I look at Renato's paintings as representative of the times, the Cold War, the race for space. Here's an artist that's interpreting those things on canvas. These were fleeting moments. It was something that happened in a few seconds. And he had to be able to paint in a very rapid way and with good detail. It's just incredible to me.
Mancini is happy that he was able to use his talents to serve the country, but also considers himself fortunate to have had a front row seat to history. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.